Now, what would happen to Egypt? Now, I drop down to verse 13, and I must hit high points now. Yet thus saith the Lord God, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people among whom they were scattered. Now, 17 years later, to be exact, the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, came, and he took the Egyptians into captivity at that time, and they were in captivity 40 years, not 70 like Israel. And we are told here, from among the people among whom they were scattered. Now, I read on verse 14 of chapter 29 of Ezekiel. I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and I will cause them to return into the land of Pathros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. Now, I wouldn't have you miss this for anything in the world. Notice what he says now in verse 15. It shall be the basis of the kingdoms, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them that they shall no more rule over the nations. Now, Egypt had been the great power of the ancient world. They come out of the dawn of history as a great nation, and the monuments there and the tombs there reveal the fact that they had a civilization that was actually second to none. And it's believed today by many historians that the Greeks got a great deal of their information from the Egyptians. It was a great civilization, and it was a great nation of the ancient world. Now, at this time, God says, I'm going to let Nebuchadnezzar take you. And not only that, you're going to return in 40 years, and when you do, you're going to be a base kingdom. You'll never rule over the nations, and you're going to be the basis of kingdoms. May I say to you, we in our tours visit many lands in the Near East. You don't get any lower than Egypt, I can assure you that. No one can go to Cairo without your heart being sick when you see the poverty there and the low level to which the people have come. You know, the Lord was accurate, friends, if you just listen to him. Now he goes on in this particular chapter to talk about that there would be a judgment on Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, but he was going to come. He'll cause his army to serve a great service against Tyre. That's verse 18. You see, he'll take Egypt, he'll take Tyre, and we read here verse 19, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And now you find out that not only Tyre, not only Egypt, but the nation Israel will all be given over to Babylon, actually the first great world empire.